Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Spain has booked its place in the Euro finals, Darren. I know a win's a win, but do they do it in style?
I wouldn't say style, Mary, but very impressive all the same. Went a goal down, actually, to France, who have had a pretty disappointing tournament. But Spain came back 2 goals to win it, book a place in the European final. I think a deserved one over the course of the whole tournament. 6 games, they've won all 6 of them, Mary, which is, you know, I think that
Speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself, doesn't it? Great team performance, but I just want to make a special mention for 16-year-old Lamine Yamal. He scored this amazing goal. If you haven't seen it, please do yourself a favour this morning. Check out the RTE socials because it's up there and there's a lot of people watching it. And while you're watching it, just remember, he's 16 years of age. He actually turned 17 on Saturday, the day before the final. So if he was living in this country, he'd be in transition year. So it's outstanding stuff from him. They'll play England or Netherlands, who meet tonight. And we'll be going live to Germany later to look ahead to that big one. Shamrock Rovers played out a scoreless draw last night away to Víkingur Reykjavík in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier. Darren Nugent picked up a second yellow card in the 81st minute, so he got the line. That was the only disappointing thing for them. The sides will meet again in Tala next week. And Stephen Bradley is the Shamrock Rovers manager.
Yeah, really happy. I think the players were really disciplined in how they played. I thought they were really good. The distance were good. They worked really hard together. They fought for each other, which was so important. And we should win the game in the end when you look at the chances, Johnny's 2 chances. But yeah, I think overall the performance was really good. Slightly different to what were normal, but really good. They score a lot of goals from what they do, and we didn't give up 1 shot on target, you know, which was really, really pleasing. We knew we'd have to defend something. It was corners, but we defended them really well. But overall, nullified what they did and should win the game. Yeah, disappointed. Dara's 4th yellow card for me is not a yellow card. I think both come together. I think the referee's very quick to give it. He listens to the noise rather than the actual tackle, you know. And to be fair, the 4th official and the linesman were brilliant to deal with all night. There was real dialogue between them and us. Yeah, but I thought that was really poor from the referee, the 4th yellow card.
Now in athletics, Sarah Lavin was one of the standout performers at the Cork City Sports event. She won the 100 metres hurdles in 12.83 seconds. Super run just weeks out from the Olympics. Nick Griggs, who missed out on Paris, set a new Irish under 23 record in the 3,000 metres. He was 3rd in a very competitive international field. Watched a bit of this last night and I have to say the new track looked fantastic, but the atmosphere down there was absolutely terrific. A really great vibe down there. Also prepping for the Olympics was Phil Healy, who ran a season's best in the 200 metres. She was full of praise for the large crowd in attendance.
The buzz here is unbelievable. You can see the stand is full, the whole area around the stadium is full. Having a games like this, competition like this at home, which stacks international field, is an absolute credit to the Cork City Sports Committee. And it's brilliant prep for all of us Irish athletes to competing with the best of the best before we head off to Paris.
Yeah, more from there a little bit later in the programme as well. The Irish under-20s will meet England in the semi-finals at the World Cup. Their final pool game against Australia was cancelled because of a waterlogged pitch. The Irish team were awarded 2 points, enough to progress to the last 4 as 3rd seeds. Sam Bennett finished 6th on stage 10 of the Tour de France. And finally, Carlos Alcaraz came from behind to beat Tommy Paul. He's reached the Wimbledon semi-final and he'll face Daniel Medvedev, who overcame the world number one, Jannik Sinner.